This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back into our Monday edition of Sports Talk. Big news for everybody. You can stream this show and WWL Time Shifted podcast on the free Odyssey app. Tune in and now the iHeartRadio app. Listen to your shows that you love and the local content you crave when you want and how you want on Odyssey, Tune In, and the iHeartRadio app. Talking about Saints football's training camp just around the corner to help us break that all down. Jeff Nowak, Saints sideline reporter and WWL digital content producer. Welcome back from the break, bud. How you been doing?
I'm doing good. Yeah, full disclosure, I did a very good job, one of the best of my career, in not paying attention to what was going on while I was on vacation. So I'm coming in a little cold, but now I'm feeling good about it. I mean, training camp's going to be here in like 2 weeks, and it's all like, to me, that's the start of the season. So it really is just around the corner.
Yeah, for sure. Players will be reporting soon, fans, and we'll be out there embracing the heat, getting our cold towels ready for that, for sure.
Yeah.
The way things have been going, but the biggest storyline I think of training camp is no secret: the fact that it's the QB competition. Derek Carr retired. Who's it going to be? Spencer Rattler, Jake Haener, Tyler Shuck, Hunter Deckers. You got four QBs in the mix here. We got to see a little bit from Spencer Rattler and Tyler Shuck during OTAs and minicamp. Not so much from the other two QBs. We know Jake Haener was nursing an injury. And we'll see how that really all starts shaking out when July 23rd comes around, as the first practice of training camp. Players report on the 22nd. But just curious, what are you anticipating, at least? Everybody seems to be talking about how this battle is just between Spencer Rattler, Tyler Shuck, and kind of discounting what Jake Haener brings, or maybe what he's lacking. I don't know your thoughts there on, is it really a three QB race, or is it really just Shuck and Rattler coming down to it?
It's hard to believe you're going to see a team give significant reps to three different quarterbacks, knowing that you have to pick one and start them at least the entire way throughout this process. We'll see. You know, it's all a guess right now because of the injury to Jake Haener and the fact that he was not out there to take any reps. Hunter Deckers only got a handful of reps in the entire minicamp and the OTA sessions. So, you know, I think you can kind of rule him out of being a legitimate part of that conversation. But we'll find out. I mean, that's one of the bigger questions we're going to walk in the door with, is how are they going to split up these reps? Is it going to be even, right? Or are you going to see, you know, 4-4-2? Because if that's the case, and Jake Haener's out there only getting two reps compared to four for the other guys, then it's pretty easy to say, okay, he is kind of the third banana in this quarterback competition. But, you know, we can sit here and say it's a two-horse race. If they walk out there and split these reps evenly, then, you know, they're looking at it as a three-way competition. So it's really all about how committed Kellen Moore is to the, it's a competition, it's a process. I kind of feel like it's going to come out and be that way to start. And then within a a week, probably. By the time, I would expect by the time they get out to California, we'll have a better picture of who, what the pecking order is. And then after that first preseason game, I'd expect it to be kind of whittled down to two. But Jake's going to be a part of this conversation. Whether he's in, on an even playing field is a different question. I do think that Kellen Moore really does like Jake Haener. I don't think that he's just kind of a throwaway guy. And we've talked about this. There have been connections with Kellen and Jake going way back to Fresno State. Kirby Moore, Kellen's brother, was his offensive coordinator. So, like, these guys know each other well. There is a connection there that he – Jake Haener understands Kellen Moore's offense. It's just you look at the upside of all three guys, and it's just hard to see him really. You know, I think he's more in competition for the backup job than maybe the starting job, but that's going to be the story of camp for sure.
You looking at this roster coming to training camp, any of the new additions that kind of maybe stood out to you during the OTAs and minicamp that you're looking forward to seeing now when, you know, we finally get real football with pads coming on, and that won't be until, you know, a few practices is in for training camp, but, you know, real football action. It's great to see guys running around in shorts and a helmet saying they're performing well, and I know a lot of that, you know, we look at the offensive line and not being able to really gauge much from the mini camp practices, organized team activities, as well as the D-line, but just curious if there's any of those new additions to you that has really piqued your interest going into training camp.
Yeah, I'd like to say it's the wide receivers, but I think generally speaking, if everyone's healthy, we know who the top wide receivers are going to be, and hopefully they are healthy. Hopefully we aren't talking about, right, oh, is Donovan Peoples-Jones going to be a major piece of this rotation? I'm interested to see how guys like him, Bub Means, and Cedric Wilson kind of hash it out, because I think there's going to be some level of, hey, we need a bigger-bodied wide receiver, and one of you guys is going to be into the front of the line. Who's it going to be? But it's got to be the running backs, right? Like, outside of Alvin Kamara, I think there's all question marks in the running back room. And so a guy like Cam Akers, like, I think one of the reasons you see Cam Akers show up and be, like, invested is, hey, this is an opportunity for me at 26 years old to potentially go in there and win a job. Same thing for Clyde Edwards-Helaire. He's not really a new addition. We saw him at the end of last year, but same situation. A 25-year-old running back can come in here and win a legitimate role on a team, and that can't be said for every team in the NFL, especially teams with deep running back rooms. And so they're going to come up there, and they're going to compete with a Kendre Miller. They're going to compete with a Devin Neal and Marcus Yarns. And so I think that's got to be the most intriguing position, and it's kind of odd to say that about a position where we have no question whatsoever about who the star is, who the top-line guy is. But you can look around the NFL, there are very few teams that rely exclusively on one running back. You know, there's a handful, and those are good players. You look at a Derrick Henry or Josh Jacobs or Saquon Barkley, but, you know, they're few and far between. Teams need a tandem, especially when you have a guy like Alvin Kamara getting older. So that's got to be the position outside of quarterback of greatest interest, and we're going to go out there and, you know, all the eyes get drawn to the offense anyway. But it just so happens to be the most intriguing position on the field, in my opinion.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
everything baseball all season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, Jeff, it's kind of the dead time with football season, obviously. Like, you have a couple of trades this past week with Pittsburgh and Miami, and then Miami and New York. And outside of that, there wasn't any moves made on a national scale. And, you know, we talked with Mike about this before, that typically once you get into training camp, some veterans will wait for injuries to potentially sign with the team. And, you know, different spots that could use, like, sealing up, I guess, on this roster. I know that a lot of folks are kind of worried about the DB room, the cornerback room specifically. You know, after Paulson and Debo left in free agency, after you trade away Marshawn Lattimore, you know, Alante Taylor is expected to step into that role as cornerback one. Kool-Aid McKinstry entering his second year. You bring in Ike Yiadom back from, you know, his stint with the 49ers. He had the stint with the Saints prior to that. But the cornerback spot is one of intrigue as well, for kind of the other reason of, you know, you don't really know what you have there.
Yeah, for sure. You know, and there's going to be a lot of talk about Asante Samuel. He's got connections to Brandon Staley. He's a young free agent. I don't know. I think he's more of a man corner than his own corner. But, hey, well, like, I think, you know, beggars can't be choosers when you have a guy like that and you can bring him in and have him compete. I wouldn't be surprised at all to see them push for him. I don't know how much, you know, what's the ceiling of what they'd be willing to offer, I think, is the bigger question. The Saints have never been a team that, especially in this situation, to just kind of throw money at a guy at this stage of the offseason. So we'll have to wait and see. But, no, I mean, I think, you know, I say running back is the most intriguing position because I'm excited about the options. Cornerback is maybe the biggest question mark, and it's because I'm not sure how excited I am about the options, right? Like, I like Alante Taylor a lot. Is he going to be your dedicated slot corner, in which case, okay, who do we have on the outside, right? And how much are you going to rely on a veteran in Ike Yiadom, who I think is a solid player, but he's a backup, right? Like, he's a guy you want as depth, not as your starter. Quincy Riley's a young player. You're going to rely on him in his rookie season to be a starter across from a second-year player who at points struggled mightily last year in Kool-Aid McKinstry. I think he's going to make a big leap in year two, but, you know, that's just another question mark. So, you know, it's one of the most important positions on the field. The Saints constantly bring in players in the draft because of that, even when they seems like they have a deep room, and the last few years they've had one of the deeper rooms they've probably had in the history of the team, right? And Marshawn Lattimore, Paulson Adebo, Alante Taylor, all these guys. Now it's okay, who's up? And I guess that could be a good thing because you're going to have guys go out there and compete. But, you know, if you can't hold up on the edges of the field, you know, and you're looking at a team that struggled to stop the run last year, you know, this defense could struggle. So we'll have to see. But no, it's one of the, we're kind of just going down the list of positions at this point. But yeah, I mean, that's going to be one that I couldn't tell you who's going to start right now. And that's, you know, not something we've been able to say about the cornerback position the last few years.
Jeff, you going to be heading out on the trip with Miss Gail Benson and also DeMario Davis to France?
You know, my invitation seems to have gotten lost in the mail. I'd be down, you know, but we'll see. We'll see. It's still a few days. I think they head out on the 11th. I think DeMario gets out there on the 11th. He's going to go to a bunch of events. Gail's going to join later in the week. They're going to a Paris Musketeers game. The head coach is Jack Del Rio, which I didn't even know the Paris Musketeers existed until they sent out a press release about it. So that's going to be something. But, you know, I keep waiting for them to throw a Paris game on the schedule. It hasn't happened yet. I have to imagine the Saints are going to be in that when it inevitably does happen. We're kind of just waiting and seeing, but that's kind of what's being set up, right? I mean, you look at like the team like the Jags, and they're kind of the de facto London team. And I think the Saints are going to end up being the de facto France team whenever it happens. But yeah, that's the big news. When that's the bombshell news of the week, that's a good sign that it's quiet. But that was the news of the day so far.
Yeah, we talked about this before you took a break for vacation. It's like, as long as you're not hearing players in the news for the wrong thing, it's a successful offseason leading into training camp. You don't want to hear about any arrests or things like that going into training camp.
Yeah, I mean, it's the boring time of year, and you want it to be that way, right? If you're rooting for the team. Like, you don't want people's names to be getting up in the news. Like, I want to see Alvin Kamara throwing out a terrible first pitch at a Cubs game. That's the type of headline I want. They did give him a second try.
Right.
I don't know if that's allowed. I'm going to have to double check. I feel like the rule is if you throw a duck on your first pitch, you got to live with that. They gave him the second one, and he threw kind of a hard slider. The guy caught it, so give him that. But yeah, no, I mean it's been quiet, and that's a good thing. We did, you know, the a bunch of the skill players and Tyler Shuck and Jake Haner were out doing a throwing session. I think Hunter Deckers was there as well in Oregon. So there's that's going on. Spencer Rattler was at his camp in South Carolina that he does every year. So he wasn't able to make it. Sounds like he'll do a throwing session as well. So those are the good headlines, right? Those are the headlines you want to hear. You want to hear, we're all excited. We're building camaraderie and we're ready to go. And, you know, that only matters until you get to the games. But those are the headlines you want to hear about. And those are the ones you're getting to this point.
Yeah, I thought it was funny, too, when Alvin Kamara, he was in Chicago doing work with NASCAR. And I saw the Saints tweeting out, NASCAR Growth and Engagement Advisor Alvin Kamara. I was like, wow, that's a pretty good title, Alvin.
Yeah, he's got a pretty good side hustle, I have to say. Alvin, you know, it was funny. I was talking to my dad, and Alvin is a fascinating guy. If you ever want to look into it, like a couple of years ago, he did an interview. Said he has not spent like a dime of his salary.
I did see that,
this point in his career. He only spends like endorsement money. And, you know, you see him kind of working around. Like, he's a busy guy. Like, he's going to be an entrepreneur, I feel like, once he inevitably stops playing football. And it's going to have nothing to do with football, right? That's my prediction for Alvin. You're going to hear his name and be like, what is he doing? Okay, good luck. But no, he's all over the place.
Awesome stuff, Jeff. Great hearing from you, and welcome back to New Orleans. I'm sure where you were was definitely a lot cooler than it's been here. Thanks a lot for the time, though, man.
Correct. Yes. All right, y'all. Have a good one.
Jeff Nowak, Saints sideline reporter, also our WWL digital content producer, joining us there. You can follow him at Jeff_Nowak on X.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply.
issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.